Cigna.
All right, congratulations to the partnership putting out those. That's great. That is
yeah, isn't
great,
that nice? It's
oh,
a really nice fold out, too. We got a copy
great
of one of them in here. It'll
when
help
was the last?
Out a lot.
Yeah, get me a couple of copies of that.
Yeah.
When was the last time you went to a drive-in movie?
Oh, gosh. Years.
Did you see the movie?
Nope. Of course not. That's not the point, right?
That's right. We got with us this morning Jim LaPuma, who's president of the United Drive-In Theaters Owners Association. Morning, Jim. How are you?
Good morning, John. I'm doing fine.
How many drive-in movies do we have around here?
In Pittsburgh area?
Yeah.
Approximately 10.
10?
10.
Hey, somebody asked me that the other day. I said 3.
Oh, 10. No, sir. About 10.
10. All going strong.
Yes, sir. Actually, yesterday I was just told that someone is going to build a brand new drive-in theater in the North Hills.
No kidding. You don't know where, do you?
Actually, I was told in the Camp Horn area.
No kidding. Wow. Well, are they making a comeback or what?
Yes, sir.
Well, the only problem is that the new Star Wars movie, I understand, may not be able to be seen in a drive-in.
That is correct. 20th Century Fox has given some guidelines as to the release of the new Star Wars movie, Episode One: The Phantom Menace. And what they've requested is that they have to have, the theater has to have digital sound. A drive-in is not able to produce digital sound. We transmit FM stereo to your car radio, which is not digital, nor will it receive surround sound. So they've pretty much blocked us out of this release of Star Wars.
Well, that's you can't get digital sound then.
Well, no, we could put it in. We could actually install the equipment. But because we are transmitting a signal to your vehicle or to your boombox or whatever type of FM radio you choose to use at the drive-in, you're not able to receive digital sound. The only ones that can do it is the indoor theater. So they've pretty much blocked out just about every drive-in in the country from running this blockbuster movie.
Well, that's a bummer.
Yes, very much so.
Yeah, that's a big... What does it cost to get into a drive-in these days?
At my theaters, it is $5 for adults and $2 for kids.
That's not bad.
No, and some are still free for kids. Some are even, if you get in the outskirts of Pittsburgh, some are even a little bit less.
Okay, and you play the top movies.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Do you ever take a survey as to how many people watch the movies?
No, I can't say I have.
You should do that sometime.
You know what, John? Before we speak next time, I will attempt to do that. I might have things thrown at me when I go to ask the question.
Well, maybe you put a drop something on their windshield or in the car or whatever. I'm just curious. Because I know when I went to drive-ins, I can't remember one movie that was showing.
Well, you know what? I can't tell you. I haven't seen too many movies at the drive-in myself, but... Usually because I'm working.
Yeah, right. All right, Jim, thanks for being with us. Appreciate it.
Thank you, John.
Jim LaPuma, president of the United Drive-In Theaters Association, and 10. I didn't know there were 10 in the Pittsburgh area. How about that? They're not going to be able to show the new Star Wars movie. They don't have digital sound.